with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Spirit Airlines has announced it's going out of business after 34 years as the ultra-low-cost airline, known for its bright yellow planes and deep discount fares, said Saturday it had started winding down operations. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says other airlines are coming out to rescue customers less stranded.
United, Delta, JetBlue, and Southwest are capping their ticket prices for Spirit customers. It's going to vary between the airlines. You have to go to their websites to take advantage.
Meanwhile, former Spirit Airlines attendant Freddie Peterson says he's still adjusting to the fact that he's out of a job.
Most definitely probably look for a job. I'm not as young as I used to be when I got on with Spirit. I'm 60 now, so I'm almost at that retirement. But if I have to go at McDonald's or Burger King's or whatever to make sure my home is taken care of, my mortgage is taken care of, and my partner is taken care of, that's what I got to do.
And Spirit said yesterday all of its flights have been canceled and customer service is no longer available. The airline's been struggling since COVID-19. Donna Warner reports on the latest after the U.S. charged the governor of Mexico with drug trafficking.
The governor of Mexico's Sinaloa state, Ruben Rocha Moya, says he's temporarily resigning so he can defend himself after the United States charged him and nine other officials with drug trafficking. In a short video announcement, Rocha denied accusations that he protected the powerful Sinaloa cartel and helped it smuggle drugs into the U.S. in exchange for millions of dollars in bribes. Just Thursday, Mexico's president, Claudia Sheinbaum, said if there was no clear evidence, it's evident that the objective of the charges by the Department of Justice is political. Sheinbaum says Mexico will investigate the cases and gather its own evidence. I'm Donna Water.
This is SRN News. The persecution of Christians is on the rise in Southeast Asia as Islam spreads throughout that region.
A new report from International Christian Concern finds that, quote, the persecution of Christians in the region is complex, damaging, and deep-rooted. It includes direct, violent, and deadly attacks and incidents, but it also involves immense, complex, and indirect pressure, discrimination, threats, intimidation, problematic laws, and social isolation. There are about 250 million Muslims across Southeast Asia and very few Christians. Michael Harrington reporting.
LGBT activists are targeting the National Hockey League. They're pressuring Commissioner Gary Bettman to do more to promote the homosexual agenda. Despite a recent rebellion by players over the issue, Bettman has tried to reduce that pressure, pointing to the league's long-standing relationship with You Can Play, that's an LGBT hockey organization. But his effort to get every NHL team to celebrate Gay Pride Night has met with a lot of pushback. This is SRN News. The U.S. dollar has dropped about 10% against a basket of other major currencies around the world as a result of a number of different factors, and the ongoing war against Iran is simply not helping at this time. Rebuilding efforts are underway in the Beth Israel Synagogue in Jackson, Mississippi. That's after an anti-Semitic attack. The man who carried it out has pleaded not guilty to three federal charges. Economist Steve Moore says President Trump's overall energy policies are doing more good for the U.S. economy than a lot of people realize.
Under Donald J. Trump, the United States is energy independent for the first time in 50 years. I don't know if you're aware of that, but I was even surprised to learn that myself. We are a net exporter of oil and gas, so we're not as reliant on the Middle East as we used to be. And that happened thanks to Trump and the shale revolution.
And Moore spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.